Hi everyone, I'm Maddie Smith and this is Ricky Lake. I'm so fucking funny, dude.
That's crazy.
We have an awesome list of topics this week. Pretty wild week. We got everything from abortions not allowed in Texas anymore to hot dogs taking 36 minutes off of your life. Wow. What a range. I will say with the hot dog news, I said, oh, I'm going to die tomorrow because I've eaten hot dogs. Actually, I only eat like once a year. One hot dog a year, I think.
I'm going to start eating them more.
Stuffing them in.
I'm ready to get this shit over with.
That's the new form of suicide is eating hot dogs. How'd he die? Ketchup and mustard.
35 years.
So we got hot dogs are taking 36 minutes off of your life. I do not understand how the scientists came to this.
36 minutes?
Literally.
Like, what sort of index did they have going on there?
What kind of research?
What kind of research are you doing? Did you kill someone? Yeah. We got the hot dog news. Abortion is pretty much illegal in Texas. No, after 6 weeks, which is pretty much illegal. Yeah. So I'll tell you that it takes me 4 months to notice a missed period. I'll tell you that much. You ever, like, talk to someone and they're like, I have to buy tampons. And then you're like, tampons. I remember those.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh shit, I need to ask
my dad
for $400.
I'm back on the tampon journey and it's not great.
I have an IUD. I'm talking about former years of my life when I was a child and still got my period.
Yes.
So we'll talk about abortion in Texas. We've had people pulling out saying, Bette Midler said, don't, as a stance against the abortion thing, don't have sex with men. She said from her New York City penthouse.
Like, yeah, exactly.
Okay.
She's 80. She can't have sex anymore.
She doesn't even have, she has every bone in her body is dry. Then we have GoDaddy said they're not going to work with Texas anymore. I think, and state of maybe Washington or something said we're not trading. I don't even know we had interstate trade. They're not sending goods to Texas anymore. I don't see how that helps anyone. The people of Texas aren't all... You know what I mean?
Like, what are the goods?
It's not a monolith.
GoDaddy's just trying to be relevant again. I feel like they used to have every Super Bowl commercial, and now it's like, it's just Debbie Diggs
now
eating Doritos.
I agree. So we'll talk about that a little bit. And finally, in some travel news we saw in the New York Post, a woman who ran through the airport. What airport was it?
Let me find that out for you.
Producer alert.
Which brings us to biggest announcement of the pod, Caroline Mazzi, new producer on board, first
Thank
week.
You.
Caroline was on the podcast last week. We did some brainstorming and said, Caroline has a background in producing. She produces true crime. She
Sometimes.
Has to watch interviews with serial killers. Old friend, 6 years now, mm-hmm. maybe five,
that's
six.
Old.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's old.
So if you hear Caroline's voice, that's our producer. She's going to come in with some facts.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to be laughing. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be kind of like Chewy on Chelsea Handler.
Except That's like the me. Opposite, right?
Exactly. I'm Chewy, and she's Chelsea Handler. What does that make you?
And us.
An audience member.
Jesus.
Okay. I thought I was Chewy.
So Caroline's coming in with her first...
I thought you were like Fortune Feemster.
Ashley's actually Chewy.
Your fortune.
So Caroline's coming in with her first input. What airport was this woman running through?
You know, they didn't say. They just said a U.S. airport, but it was Spirit Airlines.
That makes sense.
So she actually doesn't own any clothes because she's so poor.
That makes sense.
Yeah. So, but she's traveling in style.
Yeah. Mm.
And before I introduce our guest, actually, I'll introduce your guest and I'm going to drop some info from my travel from Philly last night. I spent the weekend at Punchline Philly opening for Godfrey. And I want to tell you what went down and why I think American society is crumbling. Stuart has said that her experience in Nashville riding on a pedal tavern was when she knew that American was in downfall. But this is how
and
I
And he's all that with Addison Rae.
Oh, and he's all that with Addison Rae, which we watched
that
last week.
That made me realize the world is fully ending.
Fully ending. Mm-hmm. And we're not even trying to be funny, like when people say, oh, the world isn't, like, I actually think American society is in a downfall.
I think so too.
But let's introduce our guest. You know her. She doesn't give blowjobs, so no one's been blown by her. Give it up for Stuart Fullerton.
I give blowjobs all the time.
When you were dating your ex, you would say, I don't give blowjobs. And now, post 2 months out, you're like, I give blowjobs all the time.
But now she's like Mrs. Blowjobs.
Now she's like,
Mrs. Blowjobs.
The mouth stretched over.
Yeah.
I know.
Wide mouth over here.
Big Mouth. That's why the show Big Mouth is named after her.
You know what? I used to not give blowjobs because, frankly, they did not deserve the blowjobs, mm-hmm, and now I'm out here giving blowjobs all the time.
Girl,
I feel
boss.
Like sometimes I'm a girl boss. Yeah. You know? I've been giving a lot of blowjobs recently.
Okay, good. That's for horrifying. You. I do not give blowjobs to men who are not fully committed and who I have a lease with.
Wow,
you will not catch me giving a blowjob to a guy who isn't my boyfriend yet.
Mm. Wow,
that is rude to myself.
Sign a lease, and my mouth is on it.
Sign a lease. Yeah. Pay for half of plus.
There you go.
Pay for half plus. Pay for my dinner for a year. Yeah. Then I'll suck on your balls.
Yeah,
but this whole like hooking up with a guy and putting your mouth on his cock, I admire.
I know it's a lot, but I've been doing it. I'm just, you know, forgotten my country.
You're brave.
I'm brave.
Yeah. Speaking of our country, this bitch needs to get out of our country. Our next guest is Ashlyn Salzano, local Mexican. Give it up for Ashlyn.
Local Mexican.
Ashlyn, oh, I was eating Mexican food this weekend. I was thinking of you.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
I had some flautas, some taquitos.
Ooh, flautas.
Some Crunchwrap Supremes.
What? Taquitos?
Yeah.
Taquitos.
From the kid cuisines.
Yeah. You know?
Takis?
Some Takis are fire. Mm-hmm. You ever eat Takis and then touch your puss?
Wow.
Hot.
I just moved in somewhere new, and the only two things I brought for my kitchen were my little tahine bottle and my salt.
That's all that matters.
So no answer to my question. Okay. So we got Ashlyn Salzano. Now, before we get into our first segment and talk about these incredible mm-hmm. topics and the abortions we have or haven't had, I'm going to tell you about my night in Philly last night. And here's how I know that the world is crumbling. Here is how I know. Oh, I'm in Philly this weekend for Punchline Philly. As you might have heard, New York City got flooded from Hurricane Ida, right? Mm-hmm. Or Ira?
Ida.
Ida.
Mm-hmm. And
to Ida?
Hi, my name's Ida. Idaho.
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 And I'm taking the Amtrak back. I took the Amtrak there. It was fine. There was no delays. Got there. The expressway, I think, in Philly is fully flooded. Still, there's been like sitting water there. People were like canoeing on it. So I get to the Amtrak station in Philly after my last show. Train is at 10:30. I get there at 9:30 because I didn't want to hang out at a comedy club where I've heard people do the same set for four times in a row. So I was like, okay, I have to go. I get to the 30th Street station in Philadelphia. It's a big, it looks like Grand Central. Huge, like, on the inside and, you know, like massive.
Auntie Anne's, pretzels.
I get there, there's people sitting outside, sitting on their phones, and I thought the station was closed because the power is out at the Amtrak station.
No.
When I tell you, and the only thing that was on was the big screen that showed Amtrak trains, but it was frozen at 9:36 p.m.
Oh my God.
So I walked in at 9:45. It literally looked like day after tomorrow. Wow. The cops cops were in there with their flashlights on. They had the one like generated lights.
That's a scary station too.
It's a scary station.
I've been there. It's very Halloween.
Guys, I literally was like, and people were just like on their phones. No one was like, this is fucking insane. And
we're just used to the abuse.
We're used to
the abuse. Yeah, we're just used
Everyone's
to it.
Just like, guess I'll just check my Instagram.
Yeah. People are scrolling on Insta, Twitter. And I'm like, I asked this guy, I'm like, what's going on? He's like, oh, he pulls his mask. The power is out. But the trains are still running, but there's no lights on. So when you go down to the train, they have to get the flashlights on. But I guess the trains are running. There's no signals. So my train came in an hour 45 late. But I didn't know what time it was coming in because the cops and the Amtrak employees roaming around, they were like, when it comes, guys. Mm. And then there was rumors.
This, the 1950s?
What is this? The girl behind me, she's like, we're going to Atlantic City, but the guys over there told me they don't know where the trains are, so they don't know even if it's coming back from Atlantic City to go to New York.
Literally day after tomorrow.
When I tell you guys, I could have texted the feature from Punchline Philly to see if he could drive me home, but in my mind, I said, I want to see what happens here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I want to see the end of this.
Well, I was going to say, if the world's going to end anywhere, I do think it will start with Philly. Philly is probably the worst city.
But then the girl behind me was like, just another day in Philly. So I was like, was I freaking out because this is, but was no one thinking this is chaos because it's just Philly? But then I was like, this was the funniest part to me. We're sitting on the benches. They have like church pews in Philly, in the Philly station. And so I'm sitting there. There's a guy, a cop riding his bike in the station.
They should get more funding though for their bike rides.
For their bike rides. At one point, they brought a cop car into the Philly station to light the station up.
Did you film any of this?
I didn't film any of this because at the same time, my phone is on 12% because I think I have an hour to kill at the train station. They have outlets abound.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the power is out.
So I can't charge my phone. I'm checking Instagram only every 10 minutes. I usually do every two minutes.
Say you're always like on
your
phone.
And then
but
the
you
cop
know what?
Circling, you know what the cop did? He shined his light on us like it was the Titanic when the lifeboat comes through.
Oh my God.
I literally felt like that because you could not see anything. And
he shined
his light on us and he rolled by like on the Titanic. Yeah.
He was like, is anybody out there?
I thought I was going to have to blow the guy's whistle next week.
You're hanging onto your phone. Your phone is the life raft.
My phone is Jack couldn't stay on.
Yeah. Never let me go.
Jack couldn't stay on. Fine. And they're like, if anybody, finally, an hour and a half later, anybody going to New York, line up over there.
Oh my God.
We had to hold our phone flashlights to get down the stairs into the Amtrak. They are lucky the Amtrak didn't run over someone or someone didn't fall down those motherfucking stairs.
They are lucky.
I guarantee no one at Amtrak, if you guys ever rode Amtrak, you cannot ever contact them. You cannot get in touch with someone at Amtrak.
I know that. I used to book Amtrak for my bosses.
Me too.
Yeah.
So the employees, there's no like head of Amtrak to contact to say, don't put those people on a train. It's fucking dark.
Mm. Oh,
like if
my
there
God.
Was a head of Amtrak, they would have said,
the world is ending. It's like, what are the options? Like there should be an option to like get people like a hotel, anything.
Yes.
I mean, the flood thing.
Are you kidding? I think you're expecting too much from Philly.
No, I know. But I'm just saying the world is ending. There's no
even
customer
the guy
service
next to me,
again.
I said to the guy next to me, I said to the guy next to me, I think America is crumbling. And he said, honestly, I have to agree.
We cannot sustain the society that we built. Everyone's just going to be an Uber driver at
some
point.
You know the world is ending when a random man agrees with a woman, right?
I was like, okay, what am I, fucking Socrates over here?
Literally Socrates.
I'm holding court. I said, I read one article. But I did, and this brings me back to something I read. This also a news reporter showed up at one time. At one point, a news reporter showed up, and they
got your moment.
They got. I know
that's your moment.
I should have popped in. Flash
were you like,
my
I'm
tits.
On Wild and Out?
Local celebrity is even trapped. I did read an
you
article
started
last
saying,
week.
Like, even when the lights are shining through,
even when the sky is down. But if you stood up, they said, you guys gotta sit down. The train won't come faster if you stand
up. Like we're in school, literally like school children.
Literally school children.
I'm dying.
That was my chaos. I wanted to drop it on the pod because I was sitting there last night. I said, this is it. When you're sitting in the dark station, it was literally like if Grand Central lost power and you were sitting in the dark with the only light being a cop's flashlight.
No.
Riding around. Why are you riding on a bike?
Yeah.
Literally,
yeah,
why are you on a bike?
What's the reason?
Yeah. With your little tricycle?
And this 21 Jump Street? Zoe Kravitz, nice. Yeah. I was shook. And the more my travel, the more normal shit like this is.
Yeah.
And I read an article last week about a man from Sri Lanka, and I think they had some sort of revolution recently. I don't know anything about Sri Lanka.
I don't even know where
I'm just going to come out and say it. I don't know anything about Sri Lanka.
And that's okay. But he said, when his country was in turmoil, no one was like, our country's in turmoil. They were like, going to parties and while someone
that's
is dead in the street.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just like, going to the beach.
I'm just going on random dates with dudes.
And he said, he was like, it's less like, avalanche and like all the power's out. It's like little things that you're like, that's when you step out of it, you're like, oh, that's normal now.
Yeah,
that's glitch. Like when your parents are getting a divorce, you know, you're still
and
like
you're just
going
asking
to like
for a parakeet. You're like, can we get a parakeet?
Which Stuart and her sister actually did.
Me and my sister begged when our parents was like, we're getting divorced. We were like, can we please? We saw the opportunity.
Yes.
We were girl bosses.
Yes.
And we literally thought, okay, this is a good opportunity to ask for a parakeet because they're feeling sad for us.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And we asked for a parakeet. It almost worked.
I wonder if you knew
that if that was subconscious.
No,
was
we
your
knew.
Body saying, help.
I literally told Kirby, we need to go ask for a parakeet.
You were like,
now.
Kirby, this is our time.
This
Look
is our
at
time
me,
to get a
girl.
This is, this is our time of the week.
Yeah. I'm going to say something really quick and I don't want to get too dark, but I felt the same thing with the flood on Wednesday. I was working that night and people were just staying late at our restaurant.
I went to her restaurant that night.
Well, yeah. No. But
your people.
You guys
are early.
But think about,
it's true though,
I live 10 minutes away. I'm a white bitch. I live close by. The kitchen staff doesn't. They live in Harlem.
Yeah.
My coworkers in the kitchen staff had to walk literally home over the Williamsburg Bridge to Harlem so that some white people could stay late and have another Manhattan.
And eat their baked fucking clams.
And eat their fucking baked clams.
That's what I hate it the most.
That made me realize I'm done with America, done with society.
Yeah. That's what I hated the most about bartending is that everyone, it'd be like, Hurricane, stay inside, Hurricane 4, and your boss would be like, so can you come in early? Mm-hmm. I'm like, shouldn't we
They're
be
like, it's gonna be a good money night.
Yeah, you're like, okay, but I might die.
Yeah, it makes no sense.
Money.
Well, and
cash rules everything around me.
Money. The previous week, they were,
when the Hurricane Henri was going to affect Southampton, they made that the end of the world. Like, it's going to end. No, everything came to a stop. And when it arrived, when Henri arrived, it was a little trickle.
That's the other thing.
Yeah, it was a little rainstorm.
And then the next week,
we got hit with it while it was happening. The news was like, oh, yeah.
But we also had literally. We had warnings about Henri for 5 days. We had warnings about Ida for
30 minutes before.
They said, guys, go home.
Literally.
Yes. The guys, swim home.
Yeah. They were, swim home.
The rain was like nonstop, and then you got it on your phone, and they were like, "Don't travel unless you're evacuating." I'm like, "Excuse me,
wow!" And Ashlyn can't swim, so
yeah, so I'm dead.
She had to order some floaties from Amazon.
I had my life jacket on.
Luckily, Jeff Bezos knew the flood was coming, so he had Amazon boats ready.
Yeah, the drones
because over everything.
Jeff will be fine.
No one is gonna work at Amtrak when they can be Jeff Bezos. That's what's going on right now. Is there's always more money, so why would you focus on infrastructure when you can be literally Richard Branson or Jeff Bezos. Yeah. That's the Virgin guy,
I remember
right?
when I was really little and we learned about Pompeii in school and the rich people got out. Remember? Do you know Pompeii?
That's I know the song.
Is that a song by Chuck?
Where's Pompeii? That song sounds like Pompeii. Frozen.
Like so it sounds like the credit scene Pompeii, of every it's like, Disney
movie. It was like
movie.
In Rome or something. It was like next to Rome, but it was like a horrible volcano.
Oh yeah,
and
yeah.
everyone got like the whole city the rich, just got covered in volcanic ash.
And there's still if you go there, there's still a person that's frozen
volcanic
in the ash.
It's like, that's me.
Really?
Yeah, you can see
that's
the people.
Cool.
It's hilarious.
You can see the people still petrified. But I remember being like, oh my god, everyone died, and they were like, no, the rich people
the
knew.
Rich parasite.
And I was like, how would they know? And they were like, they had warnings with like weather.
They had the best sundials in the business.
Yeah, exactly.
What year was this?
Socrates. Like BC. Pompeii. Look, there's they are.
Oh, someone like, ah.
They got frozen in time.
That's going to be me. That's going to be me.
This is ancient.
That's literally me working at my restaurant getting flooded.
This guy is still
while
there.
While people eat baked clams.
That's me still playing Xbox. I'm like, oh. Yeah. I'm just going to say
thousands of years.
That's crazy.
Wait, how would you guys be frozen in time?
I would be like,
but it's a hot dog, it's not a day.
Yeah,
it's
eating something.
It's me, and I'm frozen in time because I took 36 minutes off my life. So, but people will comment on me in 1,000 years and say, blowjobs were invented in this year. And they don't know I'm eating a hot dog.
Yeah.
They think history always gets misinterpreted.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to our first segment.
Okay, let's
do it. I feel like we're already synced up. Obviously, we are. Yeah. I mean, we are literally the sister of the traveling pants at this table. We have Bridget, obviously.
You're Bridget. You're the little one that works at the video store.
No, she's America Ferrera.
Duh. Come on, Stuart.
Am I the little one that works at the video store?
Timmy.
Oh my God, Timmy. Amber Tamblyn.
And you're the gorgeous one that goes to Italy.
Yeah, you're out. No, Greece. Did
Greece.
You read the book?
Oh my God.
Did she read a book? She didn't read the book. She watched
I
the movie.
I did.
I read those books religiously.
Me too.
You guys know the truth, right? About my sisterhood, the traveling pants story?
No.
My mom, I bought it.
Wrote it?
No, my mom wrote it. No, this is crazy. You know how my mom is crazy and like super controlling? So we bought the book and I like read like the first like 3 chapters and she found out that Blake Lively has sex
she
with
does.
Her soccer
with,
coach.
With actually a guy who is pretty illegal.
And my mom ripped it out of my hands and hid
he
it.
He groomed her.
Yeah, he groomed her. My mom ripped it out of my hands, hid it in her room, and every day after school, I would get home like an hour early. That's when I would watch Jerry Springer.
Yeah,
for, like,
I remember that time. Yeah,
I found the book and I would read The Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants like one page at a time and then hide it back. Literally, I read it like one chapter at a time and then I would hide
it. You finished it last week.
Yeah.
No wonder she thought it was Italy.
She hasn't gotten to the Greece party.
Yeah, I'm like, does she go somewhere? Isn't
that
crazy?
Wow, that is some literal like Nazi.
Literally Carrie situation.
Wow.
Carrie situation.
The sex, reading sex in those books, I would be gushing.
What does my mom think? A soccer coach wants to have sex with me? I was hideous.
Yeah, I was hideous
too. I wish.
I'd be like, where's my Eric?
Meanwhile, I was going to Christian camp.
Meanwhile, it's my fucking uncle.
Yeah.
Let's go to our first segment, which is called Let's Sync Up. All right, so everyone knows we always like to start the pod with one question to get our fallopian tubes tied in a pretzel, of which I'm wearing a pretzel necklace. And no one complimented it, no problem. And okay, so So we just read that hot dogs take 36 minutes off of your life.
Love it.
So the question for today on the theme of hot dogs, what's everyone's ideal barbecue plate? And what do you bring to a barbecue? I'll go first, no problem. Well, I'm going to tell you what I bring to a barbecue. This is what I've been doing lately. This is my strategy for barbecue. There's always too much food.
There's
always too much food. Here's what I do. I pick up my favorite snacks at the bodega. I go to the bodega to pick up my snacks. And
was that in the Heights?
That was Bia.
Who does that song?
Bia.
Oh, I thought it was Doja Cat.
A Whole Lot of Money.
Oh, I literally thought it was Doja Cat. This is what I do. I pick up my favorite snacks. No one eats them. And then when they leave, they say, take food. I take my snacks
back. And then
back.
You take back.
And then the I literally grocery shop. Yeah. I bring in almond milk. I bring chia seeds, spinach. And then when they say, just take some stuff. Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So I take my groceries back. What do you guys think of that strategy?
I think
that's intelligent.
Because I hate when you go to something and you make something and no one eats it. Or if you bring the weird thing. Like, we went to a barbecue on Memorial Day and someone brought, I don't want to say, but they brought like chicken teriyaki.
Oh.
In like a pan.
Wait, that was
I would
weird.
Love that.
I would love. I forgot.
It was chicken teriyaki at a barbecue?
It was random.
Sign me up.
That was weird. Looking back.
Right? Just like a weird, I don't want to be the food that people are like, oh, you brought that? That's weird. Or like, you know what I mean?
Or you just,
I like to have it fit in.
Or you just put too much effort. I used to do that. I used to put in so much effort with everything I did. I would make like a full like peach cobbler or something, like trying to
bring chicken tikka masala. Homemade. No.
Yeah, I would bring something or like make a fun dip. Like I would make a ricotta dip.
You're doing too much.
You're doing too much. People just eat the Triscuits anyways. Mm-hmm. And people want to drink. So I actually always bring.
More than anything, they want to drink.
I always bring like a drink. So I'll bring like a trendy wine or like a six pack of something.
Yeah.
I try to bring something trendy, drinkable.
See, that's the thing. You're doing too much at these barbecues. Barbecues are supposed to be like
and people don't
fast food.
Like, but like, I agree.
You know,
fast food. What do you bring?
I bring burgers. I bring like seasoned burgers. I like to buy like ground beef. Like I don't like to buy like the Bubba burgers. I buy like ground beef. And then I season it myself, and then I bring them. But it depends how comfortable I am, right? Like I'm not just gonna show up like at some random person's house.
Some new guy you met in comedy.
A family situation you would bring that, but not like a friend situation.
That's what, friends is like, I don't bring it.
Friends, I'll bring like chips, like Tostito chips or,
totally.
Yeah. Or like a pack of Nathan hot dogs or something, you know, cook them yourself.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Here, take 36 minutes off your life.
Labor not included.
Ashlyn's
out here just murdering everyone.
Yeah.
I like a seasoned burger. When I bite into a burger and it's not seasoned, I say,
disgusting.
What the fuck?
I throw it right back at the person who made
it. So many restaurants these days, I bite into a burger and it's not seasoned. Restaurants in Queens, I feel like.
Oh yeah.
My God.
So I actually.
Not the local one, like the white people restaurants here that are like trendy brunches and they don't season their burgers.
Yeah, exactly.
It's so disgusting.
You have to put so much mustard on it to even eat it. So my situation with the burgers versus I always have a drama with burgers versus hot dogs because I want a hot dog, but for some reason it's not as much food to me in my mind as a burger.
This is the hot dog dilemma: is you have to
eat two.
But if you two, I'm like,
but eating two is insane.
You have to eat three.
You have to eat three. It's the same thing with pizza. I'm still hungry. Two slices. I need to pass out.
Exactly.
The hot dog. Yes. This is an economic theory. The hot dog dilemma.
The hot dog dilemma. Because you want to eat as much as possible. So then I always go for the burger because I'm like, I want as much food. Because like, obviously, if you're going to a barbecue, you're like, I'm eating.
I'm about to eat so much that tomorrow I'm gonna.
So I always end up.
I'll starve for the rest of the week.
I end up defaulting to the burger, even though I don't even want it. I want the hot dog. It's not enough.
I've literally been through this.
Yeah. It's crazy.
I've literally
And then
been
men are over there with one burger, one hot dog. They're male they privilege.
That's my plate.
Yeah.
A burger and a hot dog. Yeah. I don't care. I'm not
good
sacrificing
for, you
for
don't,
anyone.
Yeah, we
you
need
know,
to.
I
we
would
need
like
to
say
caring.
Something from now on. You know what I don't like at the barbecues when it's the fat, like really thick. I like a flat, pounded down, right? When it's like this tall, like tall patty.
Yeah.
Ooh. And they're disgusting. Never seasoned right. Because
it's like just eating a fucking shoe. I'm eating a shoe with a piece of cheese on
another
it.
Another shoe.
At the end of the day. So I do think if I, here's my situation I got into this week. I went to Leclerc Andre's house.
Yes.
And the food was too good. If you guys don't know Leclerc, he had a barbecue in Astoria. He is a black comic. The food was seasoned. I can still taste it like a motherfucker. When we got there, he had little chicken lollipops.
Chicken lollipops?
Yeah, little wings.
Chicken wings pop.
Little chicken wings. Yeah. And they were
like
all laid out.
Lollipop.
And then he made other food and it was good and everything was too good. But when we went to the white people barbecue,
disgusting.
You know the burgers
Someone
aren't going to be good.
A cheap pan of chicken tikka masala.
Oh my God. so gross. But
here's how I'm gonna do it from now on. I'm gonna do 2 hot dogs at the white people barbecue, and then everything at the black people.
Because you can't go wrong with the hot dog, because they're already like salty and all of that. Yeah,
so that's
I feel like white people barbecues also have too much sweet things. Like people bring like cookies and cakes, and it's like we don't need that. We need like food, substantial food.
I agree.
Yeah,
I agree. There needs to be more planning of barbecues ahead of time. There's nothing worse than when you get there. It's a table full of Tostitos and then 6 hot dogs.
Yeah. Or you know, we go to the black people barbecues and say this. Hey, just so you guys know,
I'm going to make a bit about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like the what's happening too after the pandemic. I don't know if you realize a lot of people, like comics in general, would like invite you to a barbecue and you get there and it's literally. One can of White Claw.
Which I'm so over cheap. White Claw, y'all. I'm so, if one more person gives like me a White Claw, I'm gonna shoot myself in the face.
I do not fuck with White Claw, and
it's disgusting.
I also don't fuck with, I'm done with the like the mid-20s barbecues where you get there and there's, oh, we forgot buns, or
did you bring plates?
Is there condiments? Oh no, it's not just hot dogs.
No hot sauce. No mustard.
And then on top of that, listen, we were talking about etiquette last week. That wedding that invoiced their guests for no shows. Yeah. Etiquette. Have plates.
Oh my god.
The number of times I'm eating. Oh, there's no plates. It's fun though. No, it's fucking.
It's not fun anymore.
I want napkins with a design.
Is anyone watching Real Housewives of Beverly Hills? I don't understand. Like, be a good host. Have a good situation.
That's a skill. It's a skill.
Caroline is the best host in the game.
To bring Caroline in when we go to her house, even
we get there at midnight. She has figs on a plate.
That's how I show love.
Figs.
Yeah. I feed it to you.
Yeah.
She's putting out a charcuterie board, and she got the Capri salad.
She's like Carmella Soprano.
It's amazing. And then when you get spoiled by Caroline, and you go to a party in Bushwick. And the guys are putting the grill is so hot, the burgers are dark on the outside and bleeding on the inside,
also, and then not seasoned, so you just taste like eating death.
People don't drink enough at barbecues. Yeah. In the South, we drink so much. It makes me so annoyed when you show up to a barbecue and like I'm the only one blackout.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I don't like that.
I agree.
Yeah. Barbecues are for you to overeat, overdrink, just overdo just everything,
and then also dance.
Yeah.
No one talks about like off. Cookouts.
Take your top off.
Cookouts.
While you're eating a burger. Go for it.
I went to the quietest white people barbecues.
So embarrassing.
They're like, did you hear the shit talk? Everyone's just shit talking and talking about black people barbecues.
People are drinking water that looks like craft beer.
People are drinking this thing called Liquid Death, which I drank all through Punchline Philly.
Have you heard of this?
No. Liquid Death. It's literally seltzer and water.
I had seltzer
Liquid Death this weekend.
Oh my god. Literally water that looks like it's in.
That's
from
what I call my diarrhea.
Yeah, I was gonna say after
that's
eating
me
Takis.
After a barbecue.
Dude,
after is eating there Takis. Booze in it?
No.
No, it's for sober people to like look like they're drinking a craft beer.
And they say they're drinking Liquid Death and you're like, ooh, stay away.
Actually, the vibe, the hold of it when I was
in. You liked it.
I was like, it does have mentally, you're like, oh, I'm drinking a drink.
Today we're sponsored by Liquid Death. Thank you.
It did have vibes. I'm like, oh, I'm drinking a drink. Because it was like thick and and the thing looks cool. And people are like, what is that? And you're just like, oh, you don't know what Liquid Death is? They're like, oh, I'll have to try it sometime.
When we were in Nashville, I tried to impress a sober person. I was like, you should drink Liquid Death. Like, it's like cool. Like, and he was like, that's the stupidest shit I've ever seen in my life.
Good for you.
Caroline, can you look up the the origins of Liquid Death? It's probably started by Goop or
Elizabeth
something.
Elizabeth Holmes.
And then before we end this segment, we'll do our ideal plate.
Mm. Ooh.
Liquid Death is a canned water company founded by Mike Cicadio.
Literally, we're living
Mike
in a
Cicadio.
TV show.
Mike Cicada. I know. Mike Cicada.
Cicada. Its tagline is murder your thirst.
Liquid Death. Gatorade.
Wait, let's see history.
It had to be a man. Murder.
Previously, the guy previously worked as a Netflix creative director. So,
see?
And he
this
got
is like
the
a
trademark
TV show.
In 2017. So it's fairly new.
I would like to say something. You know, these marketers, they're getting around a circle and they're saying, you know what's in now? Water.
Mm-hmm.
Water. People want to be hydrated.
You know what also is in?
Cool.
Death. People want to be death.
I want to be liquid death.
Liquids and death.
I want to be liquid death. I want to look like those people at Pompeii. I want to eat 800 hot dogs and end my life tomorrow. Yeah.
Drinking one of those actually gives 36 minutes to your life.
So if you drink a hot dog and liquid death at the same time.
If you drink a hot dog.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you drink a hot dog. That's how Maddie eats it. She's just so cool.
I drink. I'm like a hot dog eating contest.
Yeah,
I drink hot dogs.
That makes me throw up.
Did you guys ever, like, when you were little, did you want to eat a raw hot dog? I always did.
Yes.
When
yes.
I was little, I was like, I really want to eat it raw. My mom was like,
they look
no.
so cute.
No.
I don't know why.
No.
They
look
like
amazing.
I like Vienna sausages.
Vienna sausages. My grandpa exclusively eats Vienna sausages to this day.
It's gross, but they're good.
Here's one story I have about pigs in blanket before we...
so great.
So my sister, when she graduated high school, she had a grad party. Yeah. Like we all did. Same tent, same food to everyone. You just hop from the one to the other.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And then, so my sister, to my parents, her only request for the grad party was she wanted pigs in blanket. So we literally... And sometimes grad parties are hard. You don't know if 4 people are going to show up. You don't know if 500 are going to show up. Usually you invite the whole class and then like your 10 friends come. It should just be your friends come.
Yeah.
So we bought literally 500 pigs in blanket. And then we had to eat
pigs in a blanket. Why are you saying it weird?
Pigs in blanket.
Hospital. Pigs in blanket.
How are you supposed to?
Pigs in a blanket.
Pigs in a blanket.
I thought it was pigs in blanket. I thought it was pigs in blanket.
Pigs in blanket.
I have a deep relationship.
Is that what they say in Buffalo because y'all are Canadian? I'm so confused. Pig in blanket.
I would also like to say the name is fucked up. Attaching like the animal you're eating to like a cute little, like if a pig found that out, he'd be like, oh, hell no.
Yeah. Same thing with hot dogs. You're kind of sexualizing dogs if you think about it.
Totally.
I would suck a dog's dick. So...
been there.
He deserves it.
What happened was, after we literally ate maybe 70 pigs in blanket at the grad party, we had 430 left. And for the next 3 years, whenever I was like home alone, hungry, I would just eat pigs in blanket. It was like last resort. You know when something's in the back of the fridge and you're like, I guess I'll eat this. Like,
do they not go bad?
They're frozen. It's frozen food.
You guys bought like a packaged one.
We bought like a Costco like garbage bag size, and we thought all day and my sister's only request, and of course my family goes overboard.
They only got that.
Literally only got pigs in the blanket.
They're like, she's so humble, let's give her all the pigs in the blanket that they have at Costco.
You can survive on pigs in blanket, pig in blanket, and liquid death.
You know when you're alone watching Jerry Springer or reading one chapter of Sister the Traveling Pants and you're like, I need a snack with this. If we had no snacks in the house, I would heat up pigs in blanket. You get tired of that. Now I actually can't eat pigs in blanket because like I overate them.
I love those. Ooh. We used to home make them though. And by home make, I mean by the packages and then by the crescent roll.
By the crescent dough. And you put them in and you
and you roll it up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, so good.
So good. Okay, so before we get into our next segment, what's everyone's ideal plate at a barbecue?
Okay, so I don't go carb heavy, actually. I'm a little anti-carb heavy.
No. Wow.
I go more like meat and cheese heavy. Definitely, as I said before, I default to the burger. I'll do a mac and cheese if they have it, but not if it's cold or like a macaroni salad situation. No. I don't like potato salad.
I do.
Or coleslaw or anything.
Don't like coleslaw.
I love deviled eggs.
Love
them.
They're good.
Although
but I don't want them at a barbecue. Okay.
It is. That seems more like an Easter food.
Yeah.
Because the barbecue, they sweat.
Yeah.
Yeah. They need to be eaten right away if you bring
it's
them
like
out.
It's like hot too. I don't want hot eggs in my mouth.
I do.
Yeah, well, you've been a girl boss lately.
I'm a girl boss.
And you've been putting hot balls in your mouth.
Thank you.
Straight protein.
What else are my options? Chicken, I'll definitely throw some on there. Yeah. Again, I'm an alcoholic. I'm heavy on the drinking.
Mm-hmm.
I'll work on that.
And then dessert? You know?
And lots of dessert.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Whatever they have, ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
What do they normally have at barbecue?
Pies. Fruit, sometimes
cookies,
pies.
Watermelon.
Cookies, a lot of cookies.
Pies. Yeah. I'll go heavy on dessert, too. I'd rather go heavy on dessert than like bread.
Okay. Yeah. Let me tell you guys my plate.
Yes.
I love a hot dog. Always love a hot dog.
Yes.
I love when, like, this is my thing. You need to have extra meats. So many meats.
Yes,
and then you need to put them under foil. So then you throw the ball around a little bit. You get hungry. You're like, pop a hot dog in.
You go back.
Is there nothing better than a couple hours later, pop a hot dog, that third hot dog?
And you don't feel guilty because there's so many of them. Yeah. You're like, I'm helping.
Going
back for seconds is also, you must, a must have.
No one talks about barbecues are pretty much like Thanksgiving.
Yes. It's the summer Thanksgiving.
It's better than Thanksgiving. Like I've said it before, I'll say it again. Thanksgiving should be canceled and it should be better food. I don't like Thanksgiving.
Did we talk about this on the pod last week or no? I can't remember. We talked about like the... If you actually like Thanksgiving,
is just beige.
You would eat stuffing.
It's very beige.
We talked about this last week.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, here's my plate. Hot dog. Love mm-hmm. a hot dog. Love Sometimes, though, I say, I know I'm going to have a hot dog at some point today, so I'm actually not going to put it on my original plate.
Yeah, oh, the second okay. plate.
Because it's always going to taste the same, even if you're stuffed. Some food doesn't taste as good when you're stuffed.
Okay.
Mm. Yeah.
I like to get the stuff in, like, chicken, if it's hot off the grill, I'll put it right
yeah,
in.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I like chicken with a thick
burgers
skin.
Burgers also
and,
can't do cold, but hot dogs you could.
Oh, so true.
I could do cold burgers.
There's an economy really? Of...
Yes.
That's... Okay. No.
Yeah,
wow. I could actually.
Don't brag.
I could do it.
Yeah, don't brag.
I could do
cold
it.
Burger.
Yeah, I could
in
do
the
it.
Morning.
Yep. or at night, like.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I can do it.
So I do, and on my hot dog, I do ketchup mustard relish. I love relish.
Me too.
Find that tangy. I like mac and cheese, but it has to be good.
It has to be good.
When I went to Leclerc's, it was hot out of the motherfucking.
It has to be good.
It was rigatoni. So
that's good.
Gabagool.
I literally came.
You know when the mac and cheese is like pale yellow and then it has orange yellow over it? That's the best kind.
Because you know it's like double cheese.
You know what I'm talking about?
They did the shredded on the top.
Yeah.
So I love a mac and cheese. I actually like mac salad. I like that. Okay. It might be a white people food, mac salad. I like potato salad, and then I don't really fuck with fruit that much.
Not at a barbecue. That's
actually watermelon.
I would
throw a lot of watermelon.
Really?
On there.
I'll do a watermelon later if mom slices it up.
No.
Yeah. It depends on the triangle. Whose hands are touching the watermelon?
I'm not taking up plate size.
That's what I'm saying.
For fruit.
Yeah,
or a regular salad. You got
regular salad?
Me.
Insane.
That's insane.
I'll grab it. I'm like walking by the watermelon. I'll grab it, but I'll never put it on my plate. I'll never put any fruit on
if
my plate.
If you put salad on your plate, you're pick me.
Yeah. So that's fine. And then my ideal dessert, banana pudding, is my go-to. Okay, my favorite dessert lately.
You love banana pudding.
I had it 3 times in Nashville. And my manager was like, dessert during the day? I said,
everyone judged you. I was like, let the queen eat. What she wants to eat.
I'm like, dessert whenever I want.
I got an alcoholic Shirley Temple. I was like, that's worse than banana pudding.
When I'm in New York, I literally eat an almond for lunch. Let me eat my banana motherfucking pudding. You understand, I binge eat when I leave New York City.
Yeah, of course. Mm-hmm. When I go to Arkansas, my arteries are just clogged the whole time.
Totally.
Have you had the Magnolia Bakery? It's so
I haven't had it yet.
It's so good.
I'm taking you there.
It's the best.
It's so good.
It's barely banana. That is so true.
It's barely, BB, barely banana. Ashlyn, ideal plate.
All right, I'm going for it. I'm going for the burger. I'm going for the hot dog. Let me tell you why, because I have to see which one is better.
Actually, you...
I have to see which one
taste
is better.
One of each.
Yes, so then I go for my seconds, I don't waste my time with something that isn't good.
Girl boss.
Smart.
Girl
okay?
Smart. You got a quality control.
Yes.
And it's also food waste. You're aware that if you're going to do another plate, you know what you want on it.
Exactly. Yes. Then I do like potato salad.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
I do like chips also because I need something crunchy.
I do. I'll put
texture.
Some chips on.
Very smart.
Yeah, I like some crunchy stuff. I love the mac and cheese. I'm going for it, but not the first plate. I'm going for it the second plate.
I like first.
No. Because it's too heavy.
Okay.
And literally then it's very rich. Or heavy on the
plate. Heavy on the
stomach. I can lopside the plate.
But also if a plate's heavy and there's no seats.
That's actually something that I struggle with. Like the seating situation has to be good enough for me to pile the plate up.
If I know there's no seats, I do a little bit at a time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like one
but
burger,
I also know I'm leaving
one
soon.
Hot dog.
Because I ain't standing. I'll scope it out and leave.
I'm also drinking beer all the time. I have a beer in my hand at all times. And then for dessert, ice cream sandwich. And no fruit. Don't look at me. Don't look at
the
me.
The kiwi's looking at you. Please eat me.
Like,
like I said,
if I pass by fruit, I'll take one. But I am not wasting plate space on that.
Right.
One thing I won't waste plate or stomach space on is a crudité at a barbecue.
Oh no.
Disgusting.
Unless
get
a dip
your
is
raw
like
honeydew melon. Get the fuck out of here.
Get your raw green
peppers.
When
people put a little veggie plate that's like, you know the veggie plates?
Yeah,
like
I know the veggie plates.
Circle.
That's
disgusting.
What I mean. That's what crudité
with
is.
The worst ranch in America.
Yeah,
the dip
literally
has to be
watery
good.
Ranch.
And you know something too? Sometimes they try to throw in like healthy desserts, like zucchini muffins.
No,
and
no,
I'm
no.
like, okay.
No. I believe I ate one of Kate's zucchini muffins once. I said, get out.
Wait, actually, Kate.
That was at Maggie's party.
What's Kate?
Yeah,
that's your camp. Your camp is bringing the zucchini muffins.
You're betraying your
you're
own
betraying
clan.
Your own.
There's a rat.
Listen. There's if I am trying to be good, yes, but at a barbecue, nothing should be healthy. Nothing should be healthy.
Kate is the only person I've ever seen bring zucchini muffins.
But not at our barbecue. They're not at our barbecue.
That's some white people shit. That's when you say, get unwhite.
I also agree about Thanksgiving. When someone has like roasted asparagus,
Why?
You have to a spring
salad. Do they
salad.
Have cheese on it? My does sister it have parmesan it, or bacon?
You gotta do that.
My yeah. sister yes. made us make cauliflower mashed potatoes for Thanksgiving no. once. I was like,
your sister's wrong.
No, that is yeah. disgusting.
No. Yeah,
that's, I don't. No, no. Now I really want to go to a barbecue.
Yeah,
I'm like, fuck, it's Monday.
Well,
that
I was
sucks.
Actually thinking we should go to a tailgate.
Tailgates yeah. are great.
Oh. Tailgates are, and that you can kind of bounce from fire. Yeah. People in Arkansas straight up put chandeliers in there.
I know.
The best cookies ever shaped like little razorbacks. It's amazing.
That's classier. In I Buffalo, think they we jump on the pork. Tables. Mm. In Buffalo, they jump on the tables when they get drunk.
Yeah, you guys don't even know about Southern.
That.
We should go
slam.
To a tailgate.
I would do it.
At that time of the week, tailgate. We could do man on the street stuff there, too.
Oh, that's fun. Okay. That's okay. funny. All right, we'll funny. Talk after. All right, let's go to our next segment. We have been chatting and chatting, and now I'm fucking starving.
I know.
I hate Mondays.
I haven't eaten yet. We should go get food after
I'm
this.
Down.
Okay. I'm like baked beans.
All right, let's keep going. Our next segment is called Celeb Status. This a few times on the pod. We have some juicy celebrity news this week.
All right.
So how it's
good
gonna
juju
work
here,
is
this, she's good
this, there's some stuff as
she warmed
of this
up?
Morning
she warmed up?
There's some stuff as of this morning. I know okay. Stuart's up till one, so she might not have heard
of
this.
I slept till one today.
So I have a few celebrity like statuses,
okay,
like social media, or one of them is a text to a friend, and you have to guess what the celebrity news is based okay. on what I'm providing you. Okay, so this one says, this is a text to a friend from a woman.
Okay.
Okay.
And she said, I hated his friend, and the girl back says, me too, he touched my ass once. And then the girl says back to her friend, I'm so glad the guy's in jail. Anyway, lunch tomorrow. I did a bad job of writing this one. It's a text between two people about a girl who hated her boyfriend's friend. And the reason they had hardship was because he stayed in contact with him. Sorry, I'm a little bit high.
Are you high? Really?
I'm a little bit high, yeah.
Oh my God. Right.
Why? Is that bad?
No, I love it. Oh. I just didn't even realize.
Oh, yeah, that's okay.
Oh, I love it.
But I was having a hard time reading.
Is it in the coffee?
Yeah, with it.
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah. I took a tiny gummy and because I was feeling.
Oh, that's amazing.
I was feeling tired from feeling. I didn't
now,
think so either.
You yeah. just got so hungry.
But I was having.
Yeah.
That was actually the perfect segment for that. But I
wait,
sorry,
friend.
I should have given you guys some, but I got.
No.
I didn't eat it while you were here. That would have been rude.
Yeah, that was rude.
But,
yeah.
Oh, shit. But I
should have been waiting.
That's why I was having a hard time reading this. I thought you guys were looking at me like, what's going on here?
This journey for you.
Thanks, me too.
Really,
no, I'm trying to figure stuff out.
I'm just realizing why you just immediately started being like, I'm so hungry.
I'm really hungry.
I'm just so slow. I'm trying to figure out.
Okay, this is a hard one.
Brain manning this.
Can we get a clue? This one's really hard.
Yeah, you can get a clue. The clue is the text back where she said, he touched my
lower
back.
Ass.
Yeah, he touched my ass once.
What
and
celebrity?
He touched my ass and forced me on the bed into my hotel room. But anyway, it's, so I'm like, so glad that I booked Silver Linings Playbook.
So Jennifer Lawrence?
Jennifer Lawrence is a hint. She's a hint as of someone who...
She's a friend?
Might have...
I know.
Yeah. No, she's not... I'm just using her as an example of who the guy is.
You know who it is?
Who the guy they're talking about is.
Harvey Weinstein.
Is the guy. Yes.
Okay.
So what couple recently said he kept in contact with Harvey Weinstein... And that was one of our hardships.
Oh. Harry Hamlin.
Who? I don't even know who that is.
All right, wait. Okay,
Charlie
let me think. That was one of their hardships. So they just broke up?
They divorced a while ago, but...
Was it Kim Kardashian?
No, they're a power couple. And she keeps shitting on him publicly. And she has a million African children.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Madonna. Angelina Jolie.
Yes!
And Bruppy.
Oh, Madonna.
I just...
No, Angelina Jolie. Oh, yeah. I was laughing at you. It's Angelina Jolie.
Wait, Angelina Jolie. Oh, yeah. Madonna
I just
has a
read
lot of
something.
Yes.
I just
too.
Read the fucking
so
article.
So Angelina
yes.
Jolie said wait. One of the reasons her and Brad Pitt... Well, Caroline might have more tea. She might
they're,
have an official...
They're fucking... They're, this is some publicity shit because there's something going on with the kids.
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
I think they're fighting over like who custody stuff.
Oh, she always.
I think that's why
it's
she's
always
bringing,
about custody, and that's why she shits on him publicly, even yeah. though they're both insane.
Yeah,
and I think she.
And she's mad that we all sort of started like thinking he was hot after that Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, because
yeah.
he was fine as hell in that
he
movie.
He always gets a little slandered by her after a big move.
Yeah, and
he was
honestly,
so hot in that movie. I would have let his cock in my ass.
Oh, he was so. He's smoking cigarettes
without
in a
the
leash. Shirt.
He's doing
without the leash.
He's doing without the leash. No leash needed.
When he was on the roof. When he was on the roof in that movie, I was like, fuck.
When he was on the roof,
so good.
Fuck. Okay, listen,
damn.
I have a lot to say. I think she's pissed that everyone like Brad Pitt is like so classic sexism. Like, everyone's like, oh, Brad Pitt's amazing. Yet Angelina Jolie gets no credit. Mr. and Mrs. Smith, amazing film.
Change.
They were both in it.
Girl Interrupted.
Girl Interrupted.
Yeah, yes. I know, but he gets all the credit. I know.
I don't think so. I don't think.
I feel like everyone thinks Angelina Jolie's a bitch.
Yeah.
I think she is,
that's
though.
That's society.
Yeah.
But I think I love he's her. Also a bad person if yeah. he's Brad Pitt. But yeah. he's golden boy.
Everyone's fucking, like, obsessed with him. I love her for doing this. Yeah, keep slandering his name.
I would let his cock come he's, in my ass, even out of
us,
my mouth.
Even us.
What'd you say?
Even we are obsessed with Brad Pitt.
Even we.
When, yes.
So, you know. Caroline, do you have any more tea on
well,
on
I just know, I think Weinstein.
Oh, yeah, so like, that's what the tea is.
Produced after, like, there was already rumors about him, like, abusing women. I think Brad Pitt still, like, asked him to produce a film of his.
And Angelina Jolie
and
said
like,
no.
You know what he did. And he was like, I guess, didn't care.
Yeah.
Well, there was also
money,
an article.
Money talks.
And Stewart got into a situation recently where her ex had a friend who was creepy to women. Mm. Remember?
Yeah.
You are Angelina Jolie.
I remember. I'm literally Angelina Jolie.
They don't get that we feel like guilt about, we feel oh weird God. About that stuff. Like for
because,
days, weeks,
because
months,
we've
years.
Had experience with people making us feel guilty. And the reason yeah. they don't understand and why they can't cut ties with Harvey Weinstein is because Brad Pitt has never been creeped on. Every opportunity he's gotten has been for
I've
him.
I've been creeping on him.
Hey! Technically by the general pup, but he's yeah. never had someone say, you can get this role. If, well, yeah. I don't know.
You don't know.
Well, some it's the guys way.
I think it's also about
too.
Money. I think men don't actually care about anything. They just right. want to, like, money. Like,
well, yeah. do you see how pissed men, like, straight men get when gay guys hit on them?
Mm-hmm.
And yes. then, like, that's the, because, like, my thing is, like, Kevin they don't Spacey. Get, like, they're like, oh, if a girl did that to me, I wouldn't care. And I'm mm-hmm. like, yeah, because you want it. But I'm like, the yeah. minute that a gay man does that to you, you want to fight him. Like, yeah. you want, you call him every bad word.
All right, this next one. Okay, we got some more tea.
Okay.
And a hint is that it might been have mentioned in just now.
Pig, okay. blanket, yeah. pig blanket.
Pig and blanket.
Oh. That's why you were saying pig blanket.
No, I think I just say pigs and blanket. I think I literally just say pigs and blanket.
You have a lot of respect blanket? For them.
A lot of pigs.
You have a lot of
hospital. Yeah. Pigs and blanket. I think hospital. I've just been saying like that since I ate 800 of them.
Yeah.
I have to cough.
You have a lot of respect.
I'm sick.
This one is an Instagram story.
Okay,
let's do this.
It said, Donald is such a nice guy, an amazing artist. Oh, I meant to do it in a British accent. But I just couldn't jive with us being the next married secret agents. Next secret agents. And then she looks at the camera. He's awful.
Wait. Donald Glover?
Yes.
And
what's her name?
Fleabag?
Fleabie Waller Bridges.
Fleabie Waller?
Fleabag.
Pig and blanket. Wait, they're
Phoebe
not. Waller-Bridge she said that?
Announced today. She's she pulling
she's
out of the Amazon
because
series.
Because Donald Glover's an asshole?
She didn't say that. What they said is they loved each other as artists, but she had creative differences.
That's what they
And that's why I looked at the camera. I've actually never seen the show, but I heard she looks at the camera and says stuff.
They're both such great creators. We can't.
It's too much.
I'm on Donald Glover's side. Whatever was happening.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
I love Donald.
Me too.
One of the few celebrities I approve of.
I think they're both just, you don't see a lot of people like that level
of genius.
I try to collab with Stewart. I say, get out of my home.
I know.
It's like Jeff Bezos
when we try to collab.
It's
too much creative genius.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jeff Bezos. Yeah. Everyone needs to have their own little.
Yeah, they're both. I'm thinking about how good Atlanta was and then how good Fleabag is. And I can't decide which one I like better. I think I'm going to have to go Atlanta. We're Team Donald.
Honest, you guys, I haven't seen either. You all know I have ADD. The most I can watch is like Family Guy and
and SpongeBob.
I really think
Atlanta is like one of the best shows.
I know. I try. I'm really
actually. It's homophobic that they haven't made a third season.
Yeah.
Whoa. Yeah.
Just we need one.
Yeah.
Why is that?
Is it a gay show?
No.
Oh, okay.
But everything is homophobic now.
Right.
Yeah. You can just say it. Okay. And it's like, yes.
Oh,
yes.
I was
just
kidding because it's homophobic to be a homo.
Yeah.
But they need Donald.
Just think about it. If you think about it, though.
Donald also has seemed a little dark to me recently. It seems like he's sort of like going inward a little bit. I feel like the whole like.
This is America.
Yeah, this is America. I feel like he's been going super inward. Like, yeah. I feel like that's been happening a lot to people like him who like, I mean, he literally started on 30 Rock, like writing for 30 Rock.
Yeah, doing improv on UCB.
Yeah, and then he did like, and then the Atlanta stuff, and then This Is America was like, okay.
Mm-hmm. I feel like when people start to get like so good creatively, they get dark.
Yeah, mm-hmm. He's gotten a little Kanye-y.
Maybe, like the more,
on him.
More they like throw
Bradley
all
Cooper.
Their- Yeah, the morning.
Bradley Cooper used to be out in the streets. Hey, Ben's going to town.
Yeah,
we're in Wet Hot American Summer, and then he gets Jackson Maine. He's in the Elephant Man on Broadway. I mean,
Steve Carell.
Steve Carell got dark. He got a fake nose in every movie.
Jim Carrey. Steve Carell was in that movie about the little models or whatever.
Yeah,
I didn't see that. That was weird.
Minions
are dark.
They said comedians are dark.
They said the minions are dark.
The minions have been getting darker with each Minion Despicable Me that comes out. It's a little darker.
That's what you said.
Donald Glover is directing the new Minions. So. I agree. Kanye. Oh, who's the only people that haven't gotten super dark? Jerry Seinfeld.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's even gotten dark. He wrote a book that was literally nothing.
It was literally.
I picked that up. I was going to buy it.
No.
As a joke. And it literally was just goes to Pig in Blanket. Goes to Pellegrino.
It's poetry.
Like it was not even.
Which is ironic because it's called This Is This Something.
Is and This it was Something. Nothing.
Let's go to our next headline for time's sake. This next one, last one, is a tweet.
Okay.
Okay. Guys, chill. It's not that big of a deal. Like 1% of people die from COVID. The next guy who thinks he can accuse me of bringing COVID to set, I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
Now, I already know this one. I know this one. Obviously, I want to guess Joe Rogan, but obviously he would never be on a film set.
No, the last line should give it away.
Yeah. It's Miles Teller.
Miles Teller.
Crush of the pod, who didn't get vaccinated, we found out.
What? So I think, Ashlyn, you were here when we talked about Miles Teller and how hot he is. And you said, you think he's hot?
Oh, long face.
Wait, hold on.
That's who?
I'm pulling Adam Driver, I think.
Long face.
Ashlyn.
That's
here's
his Native American name.
Ashlyn, we told you we were in love with
long
him.
Long face.
And you?
No, he's cute.
No, he's not. His eyes are literally like raisins. Like, what the hell is this?
You, oh, we told you that we had a crush on him.
He has squinty eyes, but it's so
abs.
Cute. It's
like, fuck.
You know what's crazy? I was thinking about yesterday.
He looks like the city of Philadelphia.
He is hideous.
He looks like every guy I was waiting in that Amtrak station. He's
Why
not hideous.
Did you say
he's hideous.
He's offer hideous. Can't refuse? Is he in a Godfather?
That's a yes. So,
he's the new Godfather.
So let me give you the full headline. Miles Teller. So
are you offended? It's your people's movie.
I don't know. They're pretty offensive.
I would like to say something. This is how you know Miles Teller isn't as hot as he could be, because when he did this, he's not hot to me anymore.
I agree.
But I thought if Brad Pitt did that, I'd say, yeah, he's probably smart.
Yeah.
As we discussed,
he knows
Channing
stuff about the vaccine. If Channing Tatum came out as anti-vax, I would let him put his cock in my mouth while he read me news from Joe Rogan.
You know what's crazy is that you guys like feminine guys.
Know that? Channing Tatum is the biggest fucking guy.
We don't like
Magic
feminine
Mike,
guys.
Though?
But look at his Timothy Chalamet.
Magic Mike? That's the most
like
feminine thing. Yes, exactly.
I do not like Timothy Chalamet.
Right, thank you.
I like Miles Teller. That's a masculine
man. We like
men.
We like Adam Driver, Channing Tatum. We like.
First of all, your ex, they had like 3 Tinder pictures of him looking like a girl on Tinder.
Oh my God.
Okay?
That's true.
Do you remember?
Yeah.
That's true.
One time, Ashley.
Someday you guys go through a breakup and I air out all y'all's dirty ass laundry.
I'm not
good luck.
My
guy is perfect. He almost missed a flight the other day. He's
oh my God.
Andrew almost missed a flight the other day.
He should have worn a bikini.
Who the fuck
maybe
is
he
still
have
missing
the flight?
No, we like masculine men.
No, you don't.
He should have.
No, you don't.
We don't like feminine.
Yes,
she's
do.
Wrong. She's
yes,
wrong.
You do.
I like Adam Driver.
She's not even fighting me, she's just saying Adam Driver.
Okay,
you guys like feminine
men. Let me tell you guys the story. Miles Teller, who we've talked about on the pod for being hot,
he used to be a crush,
but now that I think that he did that fake hate crime against him, remember,
I think he faked it.
This is weird. He's chaotic. He's Shia LaBeouf.
This is a woman. This is a lesbian with a bob.
Well, you have to get his body in it.
He's
okay.
A big
we don't
man.
Like them for the face.
He's a giant.
We don't like anything. They would like yell
face.
At us.
Yeah.
That's the only thing that's making him less.
Let me finish this headline. Miles Teller. He's on the set of, I don't know what the movie's called. The new Godfather. Is it The One or something like that?
It's called
The Offer.
The Offer.
Yeah.
Okay.
He on what? Apple TV or something?
I would still bang him.
Isn't it crazy? Like movie theaters don't exist anymore. The only movies in movie theaters are superhero movies. Everything else comes out on. You guys don't understand how different everything is now.
I understand.
Paramount.
No one goes to the movies.
No one goes to the movies.
I tried to go to the movies.
I tried to go to the movies in Philly. There was literally nothing out.
No one there.
The only thing
you have to have HBO to watch a movie.
The only thing that's out is Shanghai.
Shanghai.
Yeah, Shanghai, which is Marvel.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
It's all superheroes.
Yeah.
And then everything else comes out. It's actually insane. Everything else is a TV show on HBO.
It's actually insane.
Mm-hmm. Well, you remember what John Krasinski was trying to do when he was like, Quiet Place 2 is not coming out on streaming services at all.
And then.
And look what happened.
Good luck, bitch.
It
good
came
luck,
out. Bitch. I watched it like 2 days later on HBO Max.
Ashlyn's with popcorn.
Yeah.
In my house.
It's true.
I would still fuck Miles Teller, but you're so right. He did get less hot.
I'm like,
that's
oh,
how you know he's not
idiot.
True hot.
Yes.
Because if Channing Tatum, if this happened with him, we
I
would
be
still
like,
fuck
oh,
him.
Oh, he knows something I don't know about the vaccine.
I'm dumb. He's smart.
If Channing Tatum coughed in my mouth with COVID, I would say thank you. He's so hot. Yeah. And that's how you know he's
Miles Teller looks like a little boy to me now.
Yeah. He's boyish.
I mean, he's always looked like that to
boyish.
Me.
Boyish. So that's your third headline.
Okay.
I think we should move into our topics before we end the pod. Okay, so we have three topics. We already talked about the hot dogs a little bit. Abortion in Texas. What do you guys think of people like pulling out of Texas and not trading with Texas? I think that's offensive to people who live in Texas who didn't, were not, I mean, it's a goo, but like there's people in Texas who need to use GoDaddy.
Yeah.
I'm but, so you know, fucking over Texas. I've said it before. I'll say it again. I'm so over Texas. Just succeed. Leave.
I agree. I hate to say this. I know you probably have listeners in Texas, but I'm like, if you're a good person in Texas, then get out of there. Like the end. Cause like, I'm not trading with, this literally the handmaid's
sale. Dallas is really fun.
It's literally the handmaid's sale.
There's some people who can't leave though. Caroline's family is in Long Island. If they banned abortion in Long Island, Caroline would have to stay because she has Sunday dinner every Sunday.
That's right.
It's hard for people to leave.
That's right.
Sunday dinner. You can't eat
dinner with the family dinner.
I think if you have sex with someone from Texas, just go ahead and drive to Planned Parenthood immediately after. Just wait there.
Right? Yeah.
Did you guys hear about the website that they made that you can report hospitals that are giving, like clinics that are giving abortions. And then a lot of people, TikTok, this is why I love TikTokers. Oh, they went on the website and like wrote fake places, like Kate did one.
Oh, that's
and
funny.
She was like, Dr. Backyardigan Cardigan Backyardigan.
That actually probably is an abortion clinic though. Backyardigan into my cardigan? That sounds
and
like an abortion.
They shut down the website.
Wow.
Because people were just like sending in stuff.
Wow. This shit is fucked up. And the most offensive part is we have a fucking pandemic still happening and they're like, ooh, how can we
make it worse?
Yeah.
Why do you want more people in this world? Right. I don't understand.
It's a little backwards.
I've said it once, I'll say it again, and I have a joke about it. If someone forced me to keep a baby, I would grow a shithead.
Yeah.
I would grow the worst person.
The
Harvey Weinstein motherfucker.
Yeah,
I would raise a bad person out of spite.
What's crazy to me is that like the baby only matters when it's inside the stomach, and then let that baby be a person of color, gay, trans, disabled, anything, cancer. We don't have free healthcare. It's like fuck you. You know what I mean? It's like you only matter like for like 9 months, and then they don't care.
I don't think enough men have experience. I mean, I think the people
who are making
them.
It goes back to the. Men who can't understand the Weinstein thing.
Yeah.
If they never had an abortion, but go ahead.
They've never gotten a girl pregnant. Maybe they haven't gotten laid before.
Yeah.
So they're making the rules and they're just, you know, but until it happens to them, they don't understand.
But it's, that it's all religious oriented.
Mm-hmm. I think if
they're all Southern.
If you can't
like,
have an abortion, then I'm sorry, I'm sick. If you can't have an abortion.
Are we about to get COVID?
Yeah.
No, I told you I was a little sick. It's
drink
fine.
Your Pellegrino.
I know. The men should have to be single dads and women should get to not raise the kid.
Right.
I agree. World.
Men should get pregnant.
Fun. No,
men should get pregnant like seahorses.
Men should have to be
like seahorses.
Men should have to take the kids. And
men should have to be single dads.
A single dad
who works two jobs.
Who loves his kids and never stops.
I think so too. And we should start going out.
And we should start being comedians, fucking everyone on the road,
doing drugs.
Has anyone here had an abortion?
I haven't.
No, but I would.
Remember when Lena Dunham said she wished she had an abortion?
Says a woman who doesn't have sex with men.
Do you guys remember that?
I've had sex with men, and I'm telling you, if I would have gotten pregnant, it would have been evicted.
Y'all are fertile too.
Get out.
She's fertile too.
There's a moratorium though, so you can't. There's a moratorium. You can't evict.
You can't evict right now.
What'd you say about?
I said she's fertile.
Lena Dunham.
Do you guys remember when Lena Dunham said she wished she had an abortion?
Yes.
Does she have kids?
I was like, no.
She said, I wish I could have had an abortion so I could know like what people have had abortions. Like,
she's trying to be woke.
She was just trying to be woke. And it like sounded
when
dumb.
White girls are like, I wish I could be a person of color so I could have experience or like stuff like that.
Attention.
And you're like, me too. So you can. So attention.
Yeah, they want attention.
Yeah.
It's like, get out of here.
Yeah. So that's that. Okay. So we're anti abortion. No, I'm kidding. We're anti.
I'm pro-choice.
I'm pro-life.
I'm pro-life, yeah.
I do feel
bad. I'm pro 36 minutes off your life by eating hot dogs.
I do feel bad for people in Texas who can't leave. Sometimes you can't leave.
No, I do.
But they should make a goal of to leave, like immigrate out.
Yeah.
I just think it's funny, all these motherfuckers that moved to Austin, like, have fun.
They should outlaw Magnum condoms if they're going to outlaw abortion. If you know what I mean.
Well, I don't.
Loose.
What do you guys think of Bette Midler telling people not to have sex with men?
I'm like, that's hilarious.
I think she's right.
Love it.
I'm like, twist my arm.
Bette Midler for president.
Every woman was like, okay. Usually it's a guy's choice. They tell people in couples when they want to have sex.
Exactly. Mm. I don't know.
They're like, it's time.
But it's also like, how is that the solution, right?
Yeah.
It's like that same thing of like, if you don't want to be raped, then don't drink and wear like slutty clothes, you know? It's like kind of like that. It's like,
stop quoting me. All right, last topic of the pod. Okay. A woman who ran through the airport in a bikini.
It was me.
It was Stewart. You saw her. She was in the Little Rock Airport. My thing is, what if you get there and then the flight's delayed for 6 hours? You know, I hate being cold.
Yeah. I mean, it's Spirit Airlines, so it probably was.
She came straight from the beach.
To me, she was overdressed for Spirit Airlines. Right. Have you ever flown Spirit?
Right.
She was overdressed, no, baby. That was a tuxedo.
When I search for flights, Spirit doesn't even come up.
I know.
You have to search for Spirit flights.
I flew once on Spirit, and it was because I was going on a trip, and some other girl, you know, like, was like, I'll buy the tickets, like, I'll, you know, you guys just Venmo me, and that's what we did. And my flight was supposed to leave at 7 a.m. It didn't leave till 4 p.m.
No.
But the thing was, they don't even like tell you, like, okay, you can get off and like go eat and drink, you know. They like kept us there till like 11 a.m.
You were like Maddie in the Philly.
Literally,
there was the spirit of America.
There was a flight attendant on a bike with her flashlight up and down the aisle. Is anyone out there? Just on her bike.
Right.
Oh my God. Wow. Why do they do that?
I've never flown Spirit. It's like the fast food of the sky. Really, like, it's insane to me.
Fast food is amazing.
It's insane to me that
Spirit. Right? That's so disrespectful. Fast food.
What would you compare it to? Like the service you would never use? Like the Cricket phone of the
sky. Like the Lyft.
It's like
instead of Uber.
Or
the Via.
The Via.
Via.
I was on Via for a year.
I liked Via.
It was cheap at one point. Yeah. I was going from Red Hook to Harlem for $9.
T-Mobile.
No, not T-Mobile.
Booster. Boost Mobile. Boost Mobile.
Boost Mobile. Sprint Cricket.
Metro PCS.
Go
Metro
Phone.
PCS. Metro.
Yes. It's the Caesar.
Obama
the Caesar
phone.
Pizza.
Obama Phone.
T-Mobile is pretty bad.
Caesar Pizza slaps.
No, I love Little Caesars.
I'll eat a whole one. Shut up, guys. You're being classist.
You know, in high school, they would say that they put cum in it.
Stop.
Did they say that to you guys?
Is that why it tastes so good?
Yeah. They would say, like, you know why it tastes so good? It's because it has cum. But cum tastes bad.
I don't swallow or have any cum in my mouth.
All right, good for you.
This is what I do when I blow him. I go. He goes, I'm ready. And then I pull my head up and he comes.
I can't believe you accused me of not giving blowjobs. I've actually been like out here doing my civic
duty. You literally say that, though.
You literally said about your ex. Like, I know. I do not blow him. But well, I think it was more he couldn't from it.
That's the thing. Yeah. He took too long and I can't. Like, you need to be.
No. Four minute top.
That's one selfish.
Song. I've given like a 20 minute blow.
Oh my God, I'm so
and that
sorry.
That took 36
Do you have a purple heart? Do you have a purple heart?
Oh yeah, what do you guys think of this hot dog thing? I'm like, how did you come up with this?
What was
the research?
Science is fake.
Yeah.
Like they're like, I think they said something like they study like a bunch of corpses and stuff like that. And I'm like, yeah, but how many of these people also like smoked cigarettes and drank all their life and didn't run?
Exactly.
I'm like, you can't base that on hot dogs.
Mm-hmm.
It's also like
poor hot dogs. They didn't do anything.
How many hot dogs you have per year? I have like six.
Six per year.
One to two times a year.
If that.
That's like what, 3 hours?
Yeah.
Please,
I beg of you.
Yeah.
If I'm in hospice on my death. That sounds amazing.
Wait, wish you what?
We should go get hot dogs. Take a picture of it. And we can post it next week after the pod comes out. I'll tell you guys, if I'm on my deathbed in hospice suffering and they say it's noon and they say at 3 p.m. you're going to go, you know, and I had to wait 3 hours, I would say,
I'm going to eat a hot dog.
Yeah.
No, I would say, I bet those 3 hours go so slowly when you're so in pain. I made me wait 3 hours because I didn't eat hot dogs.
Yeah. I'll say skip the morphine.
What I'm trying to say is I would be glad to take 3 hours off by that time in my life.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
I don't know how competitive hot dog eaters feel right now.
I'll tell the doctor, skip the morphine, give me the hot dogs. Mm.
I would say give me the morphine. Yeah.
They should use that as assisted. They should use that as an assisted suicide method.
We're just chain smoking on our deathbeds.
Yeah, I would be with hot dogs.
In my deathbed, I'll be chain smoking.
I'm going to do drugs. Eating Takis.
I'll do heroin. At the end of my life.
Heroin. Wait, I actually really want to do heroin like right before I die.
Said if I went to a doctor, he said DMT. You have what's the worst kind of cancer for a woman?
Pancreatic, maybe.
Yeah, pancreatic That's cancer. You have a month. I'd say I'll do heroin.
Yeah, I would do that for sure.
I think it would take you out though.
But you do
like in one hit.
Morphine is
That'd
heroin.
Be great. Yeah.
Oh,
morphine is heroin.
Basically,
wait, I'm really stupid.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's I'm like more stupid than you might even think.
I'm dumb.
It's like a medical like.
Yeah. We're dumb.
I don't know a lot of things. So, but I do know some things, and that is that we just had an amazing episode of the pod. How do you guys feel?
Feels great.
Feel amazing.
Caroline, how do you feel?
We feel good.
This is so fun.
This is fun.
I love Caroline. Yeah. This is Ashlyn. New vibes. It's like Coogan.
Yeah.
Ashlyn, where can we find you?
Ashlyn Salzano on Instagram and on TikTok and on not Twitter. I don't tweet a lot.
Yeah, Twitter's
it's going to get me canceled one day. Yeah.
And you can find me at Stuart and Chill.
And of course, you guys, if you're not following... That edible be hitting.
Yes,
I'm so hungry.
You can find her at So Maddie Smith.
So Maddie Smith. Thank you guys for listening. We'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.